Blog Talk Radio. That's music from Joy Sims. Name of the song is called Come Into My Life from 1988. Good evening to you. Yes, it is another edition of Throwback Thursday Night. I am your host, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, I'm jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm going to be jamming with you. And of course, have my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. is going to hang out in just a moment. And hopefully in the next hour, we're going to have a special guest call in, none other than the legendary JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls. We're going to talk about the legacy, the music, of course, Rick. We're going to talk about all of that. And we got music on the way. We got some sequence on the way in the meantime. We got some musical youth on the way. And we got some one-way on the way. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And make sure you tell a friend if they're on Facebook to go to Solar Records Radio, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, tell the friend's friend to like the page, and so on. So, and you can also go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpottsjr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise and Solar Records Radio merchandise like cups and mugs and caps and shirts. And still in the pandemic, whatever variant that we're in now, we still have masks available. So you can definitely order and support the show by getting some of that cool merchandise. Also, you can go and donate. And we also have a Cash App. You can go to those websites, by the way, wardellpottsjr.com and solarrecordsradio.com. And we have a Cash App, $, Solar Records Radio. It's one big word. It's going to be a great show tonight. It's a beautiful night out. And I'm in the mood, so I might play a little some love music. You never know how I roll, you know. But you know what? Let's go ahead and start this show off. Actually, I am in a loving kind of mood right now. So let's take you back to the year 1989 and give you a classic from this South African brother. He's just a brilliant artist, a jazz artist, go by the name of Jonathan Butler. Had a beautiful song in 89 called Sarah Sarah. Here it is. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
She looks so good, I'm
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, I had to take you back. 1984, music from the late, great Chris Sheaf. Name of the song is called Baby Don't Break Your Baby's Heart. Can't say it fast. Baby Don't Break Your Baby's Heart from 1984 from Kashif. Before that, 1992, music from Damian Dame. Name of the song is called Right Down to It. And, of course, started off the block with a little bit of Jonathan Butler from 1989. Sarah, we got about an hour and a little over an hour and a half left of the show. Again, we got plenty of time. We got plenty of time to jam with you guys. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank everyone for supporting the show. Again, you can go to SolarRecordsRadio.com. Also, WardellPodsJr.com. And also, I said also twice in the same. My sentence fragment. Anyway, you can also go to the Cash App. $SolarRecordsRadio, all one word, and donate to the show. Again, thank you so much for donating. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And it is all good. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I was in love with this woman. I want to take you guys back to 1988. This is from the lovely Karen White. The name of the song is called The Way You Love Me. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I'm Thank you. make it right. I want you all, I want you all, I want you all tonight. Yeah, I want you all, I want you all, I want you all tonight. Make it right, make it right, make it right, make it right.
You're listening to Sonar Records Radio. Of course, that was from 1983 music from the late, great Curtis Harrison. Curtis Harrison, of course, was a member of the BB&Q band. That is a little underground hit from 1983 called I Want You All Tonight. Before that, I had to take you back to 1979, music from The Sequence from Sugar Hill Records. You know, the whole Sugar Hill gang and all that. This was The Sequence. Of course, as a matter of fact, Angie Stone was Angie B at that time, and she was a part of The Sequence. The name of the song is called Funk You Up, and of course started off the block, 1988 music from the lovely Miss Karen White. Of course, she is the superwoman. That is Love the Way You, actually The Way You Love Me, again from 1988. Got a little over an hour left of the show. Again, we got plenty of time to jam with you. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me, little old me. I say me. Make sure you tell a friend to like the page. If you're on Facebook, like Sonar Records Radio on Facebook. Tell a friend to like it. Tell that friend's friend to like it. And that friend's friend friend can like it also. Also, you can go to SonarRecordsRadio.com. And you can go to WardellPotsJr.com if you want to donate to the show. And you want to get some cool merchandise. And also, you can donate on the Cash App, $ Sonar Records Radio. All one word. All one word. How about that? Well, let's keep this music going, guys. I am a stickler for some positivity. It's about love, and it's only fair to play this one. This is a classic from the late, great Donny Hathaway from the Extension of a Man album, 1973. You hear the song. It's called Love, Love, Love. Keep it locked right here to Sonar Records Radio.
So long to come to me, oh baby. And love, love, your love, tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, I was kissed and someone knew deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space. All I saw was your love, supposed to die. Cause I'm not trying to mislead you. Believe me, girl, I really need you. Oh, baby, you make me fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space. All I saw was your sweet face. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm
chip on the left hand side. Pop the dutch chip on the left hand side. It a go bun. It a go done.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. I had to take that back all the way to 1982 from some young brothers. Actually, they're probably older. They were all older than I was. Music from Musical Youth, and the name of the song is called Pass the Dutchie, not to be confused with the reggae version called Pass the Coochie. Now, that was a little controversy when the song came out, because a lot of people felt, because Pass the Coochie, you know, coochie meant herb, you know, the wacky tobacco, you know, and they were like, why are these kids singing about, why are they remaking a song about weed, you know? And you know, they're like, no, Dutchie means cooking pot. So they're like, you know, what does it mean when you have no food, you know? Pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side, that means a cooking pot, because they were hungry. So that was their explanation. And I fell for it, you know. Pass the Dutchie. The Dutchie is a cooking pot. Who would have known? Before that, from 1979, music from One Way, You Can Do It. And, of course, started off from the album Extension of a Man, 1973. The late, great Donny Hathaway, of course. That song is called Love, Love, Love. And everybody loves love, because love is a universal. It's universal. It's a universal feeling. No matter how evil a person might be, they love something in their life. There was something, the word love was somewhere in there, you know. The lost love might have turned them evil. You never know. But anyway, I'm not trying to get into the whole psychology of it. I'm not a licensed psychologist. So who am I? I'm just an on-air guy. So... We got about another 58 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you can't catch me out live, you can definitely check me out on the playback. And let's go ahead and keep this music going in this second hour. I'm sticking with 1984, or something about that year. I'll give you a classic from the group M2May. The name of the song is called COD. I'll deliver. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
It feels like heaven, whoa, heaven. I hope you're doing just fine. You know, last night before I went to bed, I fell to my knees, and I prayed for a long-lasting relationship, so that you and I will always be together.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that is, of course, from the Heartbreak album. This music from New Edition, You're Not My Kind of Girl. One of the a beautiful breakup song. I love that. That's a jam right there. Hey, it's not your looks. You're very pretty. It's not your style. It's not the way that you carry yourself. You're just not my type. You're not my kind of girl. So, you know what? That routine from the music video, I was in the ninth grade. It was the summer going into my ninth grade year. Actually, my ninth grade year, when that song came out, I learned that whole routine from that music video. And I tried to do it. And, one of my classmates, we were joking on Facebook, one of my classmates had asked me, can you still do it? I said, yeah, I can still do it a little bit. He's like, good, because next year's the 30-year class reunion, you're going to do it. I'm like, I'll just look awkward. It just looks like, I just like a big dude doing these moves. So I don't think that's, you know, and I'm not trying to break no podium I'm standing on. So, you know, anyway, I'm making excuses. Before that, let's go ahead and go to the playback. Before that, from 1995, music from the group Solo, had a beautiful hit called Heaven. I love that song. And, of course, started off the block from 1984, M2 made COD. I'll deliver. Got about another 45 minutes left of the show. JoJo just called me. She's on her way home, so we're gonna have a little brief conversation, just off the cuff, just talking a little bit about the music. Don't want to keep her on long, but I want to thank her for taking the time out of schedule to hang out with me. But let's go ahead and keep this going, man. I was a big fan of O'Brien, man, and of course the Soul Train theme. The Soul Train's a coming theme. So it's only fair to go back to 1984 to give you a classic from, of course, this is from O'Brien. The name of the song is called Love Light. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio. from the Reflections album from 1984. That was music from the late, great Rick James. Yes, that is Rick James. You got to say it like Rick James.
Rick
the name
James.
Of the song is called You Turn Me On, Rick James. And, of course, before that, from the New Jack City soundtrack, also 30 years old, because earlier today we had celebrated the 30-year anniversary of the Five Heartbeats. That was from the New Jack City soundtrack. Name of the song from Johnny Gill is called I'm Still Waiting, and started off the block and with from O'Brien, Love Light. Let's go ahead bring him in, because he said Rick James. I got the man himself, the man next to the man next to the man. Wardell is hanging out. We're still waiting for JoJo to call. We're going to have a little impromptu conversation and everything. She's on her way home, so we're just chilling right now. Got about another 30 minutes left, so we're just going to straight up just talk. You know, I ain't no music breaks, nothing like that. I just want to go ahead and just pick her brain, because she's been a sweetheart. I got a chance to interview her on my radio show a few years back, and I mean, just the history, you know, coming from Buffalo, and hopefully we can kind of get her expound a little bit more on that. But man, what do you, from a Wardell Potts standpoint, what was Rick James to you as your contemporary?
A star. He was a star. He was like on the radio all the time. He was a hit maker. He knew how to entertain. And he was a great songwriter and producer. So, you know, admired him very much. You know, and he was local. He was one of the cats that was, you know, making hits. We were all doing it at the same time. So it was a beautiful thing to watch.
You know what my personal hang up is, and this is me, this is my opinion, and I'm trying to get out of it. I felt that the newer generation of kids that kind of watched the Chappelle Show, you know, and he got some notoriety, you know, because of that, you know, some newfound energy, I guess, you know, because of the Chappelle Show skit. I felt that, you know, it was a parody. And no one really took his music seriously, you know, until they went back and listened to the music. Because I grew up listening to Rick James, and I knew he was a serious cat. I mean, he had his issues or whatever, but I've always looked at him as a formidable a musician. I mean, the man played, you know, 15 instruments, you know, so the brother was a prodigy in his own right. And, you know, I just felt that the younger generation was kind of robbed of knowing who he was from a musical standpoint. And, you know, it kind of took it as a joke. And again, I felt he was, you know, it was okay to make fun of yourself. I get that part. But I just felt that, you know, when people say, well, I'm Rick James, you know, like that, you know, it was just kind of like this running joke. And I'm like, dude, this dude was a serious artist. And I mean, yeah, laugh, you know, get your kicks on or whatever, but understand this man had a catalog, a pedigree of just great music, man. And you know, and again, that's my hang up. That's my opinion. But you know, again, like you said, he's a genius. He's a genius. So,
well, you know, he was a very serious musician. And he was very serious about his craft. I mean, he produced a lot of people, the Mary Jane Girls, of course, you know, and look at Marie. Who am I trying to say here? That my brother played the bass for, and then she passed away.
You know, like the Stone City Band and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, he really knew what he was doing, and a lot of people had a lot of respect for him, and he did it well. Now, when it comes down to the character part, and, you know, I mean, people He enjoyed some of that as well, you know, what they were doing on TV and stuff, and just, you know, kind of having fun with, you know, his character. But at the same time, you know, the only reason why his character was so important is because his music was so big. And so if he didn't, you know, make a splash with the music, no one would have cared about his character. And so, but he, because he was so good and iconic in the industry, it was just something else to use to bring more attention to their show. And so that's what that was all about. It was more about them than it was about him. And I think that, you know, a lot of us don't get out just to, you know, in the industry, and it's okay, but I think that it's not fair for Rick James to not get his, because he truly was iconic. And I still have people that say to me, you know, hey, play one of those Rick James songs. That was back in, that was my thing. That's what I was into. Mm-hmm. That's what I loved, and that's what I appreciated. So, you know, my hat's off to him for, you know, all of his gifts that he shared with us, and all of the people that he works with that never say anything bad about him. I talk to a lot of people that work with him, and, you know, and they don't say anything bad about him at all. And so it's, you know, something was good. Something was right. And he was very professional. But, you know, everybody, also, we all have our flaws. No one's perfect. I can tell you something about Leon Silvers that was, it really kind of caught people off. I mean, we were in the studio recording, and he was the producer, and we would be working on a song, and then you look on the TV screen, and you see him at the Lakers game. So what the heck? At the Lakers game, we waiting for him to get here. We over here working on our parts, waiting for him to get here. He's sitting at the Lakers game. So, you know, people, you know, everybody has their little thing, and no one's perfect. And, you know, that's why it's important that we don't judge people. And I think that, you know, we try to appreciate people more than judge people. And so I just appreciate what Rick brought to the table, bottom line.
Well, hey, I love that you said that. I think, and Rick James also was one of the first people to call out MTV and a lot of the racism that was going on with MTV, you know, not playing, you know, music from black artists. And Rick James was one of the first. And I think, in a way, I think he got blackballed from MTV because he was outspoken like that, you know. And I think David Bowie, if you guys remember, David Bowie kind of came to his defense. And there's a video out there right now, if you get a chance to check it out. David Bowie questions, I think his name, Mark Goodman, about the lack of black artists that was played on MTV. And he kind of gave this corny explanation of why, but the whole thing was, it was music television. You know, if it was rock music television, then you know, you could have that argument, but it says music. So music was in a broader, it was in a broader form, you know, as far as, you know, what you can play. And he says, well, Middle America may be scared of Prince. Well, Middle America, Prince is from Minnesota, you know. But I tell you what, a black child in Middle America growing up seeing these artists, you know, it wouldn't scare them. So, right. So again, Rick was just an amazing artist. And I want to play something right quick before we go. I want to play something. We're going to come right back. I want to play a song that was produced by Rick James. I want to take you back to the Temptations reunion from 1982. This is the jam right here. You can definitely tell Rick James put his foot in this one. This is called Standing on the Top. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night. What else? Hodge Jr., Don Fleming. Let's go, guys.
people.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday Night, Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming, and of course, that was music from The Temptations. Of course, that's Standing on the Top. And again, this man, this Rick, the demons, people talk about his demons, and he did this and he did that. And, you know, and I feel that a lot of artists, you know, have these dark points, dark moments in their life. And, you know, there's a thing going on now that people are, you know, you're shaming listening to the artists because of some of the past, you know, some of their past, you know, indiscretions or whatever, you know, whether it was Marvin Gaye or whoever, or Sam Cooke, and, you know, how do you, and I guess my question to you is, how do you reconcile listening to the music and kind of just separating that person's dark, you know, not, you know, because people think that when you listen to an artist, you know, you're 100% behind everything they do. I mean, you just, you know, my thing is, I can recognize the talent. I can recognize what they brought to the world as far as this music. But all of the personal stuff is, nowadays it seems like we are shaming, society wants to shame people listening to artists, because let me tell you something, you're going to go down a big rabbit hole if you start kind of, you know, means testing a lot of these artists and a lot of, especially a lot of these soul artists, whether there's rock or even genre, whatever genre, you know, whether it's rock or blues or heavy metal, you know, we're going to start policing what we listen to based on, you know, all of the demons and things like that. How do you reconcile, you know, listening to an artist and kind of just separating that? Or do you?
You have to. I, you know, there are so many artists out there that I admire and that I love what they bring to the table musically. And you know, that you have to be able to separate, just like, you know, pastors, they're delivering the word of Christ to us, but mm-hmm. you know, they're not perfect either, and they and you know, my dad was a pastor, so I know that's true. You know, I mean, there's so many, there's no one on this earth that's not going to fall short, right? So, you know, it's really up to you if you want to see the glass halfway full or halfway empty. It just depends. There are people that want to dwell on the negativity, and then there's people that want to dwell on, you know, the positivity. And so I tend to see the glass halfway full and not try to judge people for their downfalls. I mean, look at Whitney Houston. She was amazing, but she became a drug addict at the end of her career. But I don't judge her based on her failing, you know, herself. I just love what she did, what she was capable of doing. And I felt bad that she got caught up in something. But that's what the devil does. And he will drag you down and destroy you. And so it doesn't matter. Look at, you know, when you look at people like Sly and the Family Stone, Sly is still alive, but you would never,
He hasn't
done music in a long, long time because, you know, that drug is a destroyer and it will destroy you. And so the same thing with Rick James, the drug, it will destroy you. It pulls you into places, and we are not capable of fighting this fight by ourselves. We need each other. We need, you know, to be saved from it. And it's a very difficult thing for a lot of people to recover from. Prince, I mean the drug is what took him out, you know. I mean, it's that's what just happens to all of us in different, not just musicians, but, you know, actors and actresses and just everyday people. We run across the same thing. So if you want to dwell on somebody's downside, that's on you. I choose not to. I choose to think about the positive things that they had offered us and blessed us with. And so I don't, you know, that doesn't bother me. I just say shame on you. But it don't bother me. If that's what people choose to do, they have the right to do that. If that, you know, a lot of times we pull people down to lift ourselves up. That's an insecurity and that's a weakness, you know. And that's what I think people are doing when they use others' downfalls and make a joke out of it. It's a sad time, you know, and I feel bad for them.
All right. You know what? I think that is perfectly well said. I think, again, we go down this rabbit hole because of this purity test. We like to. And again, I think there is some validation behind, you know, understanding what the person did and things like that as far as reconciling with the music. But at the same time, I think the fact that if we love Marvin Gaye, you know, we shouldn't be shamed because of what happened to him or what he did and things like that. But we got about another 11 minutes left of the show. And I got to have her on for a couple of minutes because I feel like I'd be robbing you guys from this wonderful, talented young lady. Of course, I have the lovely Miss JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls hanging out. What's going on, JoJo?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I have Wardell Potts here with me. Wardell
Hi,
Potts,
JoJo.
Junior from Dynasty.
Hi.
How you doing? Hey,
Hi,
JoJo.
Hi,
how are
you?
I'm fine.
I'm
it's
good.
So nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
And
it's nice to be heard.
Hey, you know what? I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I know we got a few minutes left, but I got it. We can probably get you on later on. But I just wanted to touch on. Of course, we're coming up on really 36 years since In My House. And I wanted to elaborate on your life story in the near future, but we got a few more minutes left. But can you just talk about the impact of that song? Because I know you have a great – this last time we talked, you know, your story is just – you have an amazing story. And, again, we want to definitely talk about that in the near future. We can get you on. But I just wanted to get you on these last couple of minutes just to talk about 36 years of In My House. But, I mean, and it's still playing, you know. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. The only thing I can tell you about that, when we were in the studio and recording, and sometimes, you know, me and Rick would sit down and talk. He was my friend, you know. And we sat down and talked about what we were doing because we knew the music was going to be different. We knew it was going to be, like, trailblazing, innovative and all of that, and I was excited about it. He said, "What would you like for this music to do?" I said, "You know what? You know how you hear." I said, "We still hear Billie Holiday. We still hear Sarah Vaughan. We still hear all of the old jazz greats, or all of the great music that came out in the 40s and 50s." I said, "You know what? I said I would like for 30 years later for my music to still be playing." I said, I would like for this to still be playing, and that's what we got. And it's still in regular, I mean, people call me from all over the country and say, you like this song? It's like still in like maybe mild rotation with no, there's been, actually, I'm shocked, there's been no promotion. And it's still playing, that one and All Night Long, and, you know, The Quiet Storms will pick up, Shadow Lover, and you know, On the Inside. I'm amazed. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm blessed because I had no idea when I walked into be a background singer for Rick. I had no idea that this was going to happen. He mentioned that there was going to be a female group, but I had no idea that it would have the impact that it's had on the music. It's like you know, everybody, I guess, in the business wants to make their mark in some kind of way, and I think I did that. It's like you make a mark that can't be erased, you know, and it's,
wow,
it's a blessing. That's,
wow.
That's all I can tell you.
Wow.
It's a blessing.
What else?
So,
Jojo, let me just ask you this. Everyone knows Rick, you know, as a character and just a fun kind of guy. He just seemed like so much fun and just, you know, he's just one of those happy-go-lucky guys when you interview him or when he's on the stage or when he's, you know, talking to people on, you know, on a, maybe on a an award show, and he just makes so much fun. But was he a serious guy in the studio? Was it another character that we never got to see that you had the opportunity to experience? And tell us a little bit about
that. Oh, yeah. He was a perfectionist when it came to the music. And he knew exactly what he wanted most of the time. Sometimes he would change it. You know, next day you go in, you got some different lyrics or something like that. But he was a perfectionist when it came to that music. He was very serious. He knew, like I said, he wanted it the way he wanted it because he always knew what he had as a producer and a songwriter and a creator. I mean, he was a creator of music. And so, yeah, he was very different in the studio, very professional. You know, once we got through, you know, okay, then all bets were off. It's like, you know, you go get a couple bottles of champagne, you know, maybe some wine or something, sit down and drink it and listen to the work, listen to what we did. He was very, very different from the person that, oh, Dave Chappelle. I mean, yeah, that was him too.
We just talked about that.
He had a lot of different sides to his personality.
Yeah, right,
so,
right.
There's a documentary out there. It's called, I don't know if you guys saw it. It's been airing on
Showtime
for this month. Yeah, on Showtime all this month. I guess on the weekends they put it on. It's called Bitchin'. I said, you may have to block. You got to cut that out. That's the name of it.
That's all right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but it's on Showtime, and I think you can get it on demand. Maybe some of the listeners have already seen it.
Okay,
but
I know.
I heard that it's deep.
I know.
Okay.
I
sat
down for it 2 years ago.
Yes. Real quickly, I just want to ask you this. So, being his buddy and his friend, so close to him.
Yeah.
Who did he admire?
Oh, man, there was a lot of people. There were a lot of people. And as a matter of fact, the people that he admired, he put on his music. For example, he did The Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
He did Roy Ayers. What's her name? Grace Slick. He loved Chaka Khan. He loved Chaka. I mean, I do too. I mean, I think everybody does.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there were just a lot of, I guess, you know, for him being a musician, it's kind of hard to say. A lot of the rock musicians that I think that he did work with, what's his name? I can't think of their names right now. But admired a lot of people. There were a lot of people. It wasn't just he had this big head and there was nobody in the world but him as an artist. He wasn't like that at all.
Exactly.
He loved what he did, and he loved the people who, he loved a lot of people who could do what he did. He liked Prince. He did.
Yeah.
He loved Prince. I guess they had a parting of ways, I guess, before I got there. But Prince opened his show for, I guess, for a time. He liked Aretha Randall. He liked Prince. He, of course, he loved Stevie. Eddie Murphy was a regular character in the studio. He would come in from time to time. When we were working, but it was just
well, you know
taste
what?
In, yeah.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
His
I didn't mean to cut you off.
People. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. But his taste in people that he liked, you know, to come around and hang out in the studio. It could be musicians. It could be comedians. You know, it could be actors. You know, I mean, it was just a whole thing. You know, he was a people person. And he loved people who also were into entertainment business, you know, boxing. I mean, I got a picture. I'm still looking for it that we took with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it was just across the board. You know, he just liked people, and he loved people who were professional, you know, on his level.
Well, we got only a couple of minutes left of the show again. I just wanted to get you on and just let you know that, you know, I mean, we want to give you your flowers while you're here, but if it's okay, I got to have you on in the near future. I know you as the press for time, and I really appreciate you coming on the show on short notice. I mean, you've been a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart and a half. I've said that on the radio show. So can you come back in the future and we can kind of just expound on just your whole world coming from Buffalo and being a part of the Mary Jane Girls and working with Rick on a more elaborate basis? Just, you have a great story to tell, and I feel like I don't want to rob the people of your story. And I'm waiting for your book too. So can you come back? Can you
Everybody
come back on the future show? And we
got this book.
You are book worthy. I'm just saying.
Yes.
But you got to come back on the show. You
got
to come back on the show.
In this house with this pandemic, I'm going to do it then. I think they're going to lock us up again. So if they lock me up again, I'm going to write the book. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. People
get it
just going to have to be mad.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
And you can do an audio book too. You can just record it, you know, just talk it out like you do, and then have it transferred over into, you know.
Transcribed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, oh man, again, thank you so much. This is One Singing Woman.
Woo,
Lord.
She is.
That girl
is.
Can sing.
I did not even tell the part that we played Standing on the Top also. We played Standing on the Top, and I said that was growing up, there was a part where there was like these women, they said, we want this one.
Yes.
That was her. That was JoJo.
Yes.
Oh, see, I love it. JoJo,
yes.
You got to come back.
Lisa,
you got to come.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Listen, just let me know, and I'm there.
Awesome.
Let
Thank
me know.
You.
Well, guys, you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday night. Don Fleming, Wardell Price, JoJo McDuffie. We got to get her on. We're going to close out with a little
Good
In
night,
My
JoJo.
House. We're going to definitely give her,
Good night,
her props. And we will.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you soon, JoJo. You guys have a great night.
Okay.
You guys have a great night. We'll see you
thank
tonight.
You too,
on.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. You guys take care. Good night, guys. See you tonight. Oh, tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out the Cosmic Slap Shack. Shout out to Goldie Mac. Keep it locked.